locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Girl, you know I've known you forever. How many nights have we hung out together? Same little crowd, little bar, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I could shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true, baby? Talking, girl, or should we just make them stop? And there's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town the last week or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. And there's a rumor going round and round and round. Say we make you, make it true. What you say we make it true?
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Helene is weakened to a tropical storm, but as it made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane in Florida, it's caused significant flooding in the region, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
The point of Helene's landfall was near the town of Perry in Florida's Big Bend. Farther south in Pinellas County, Ashley Giovanetti says,
we are seeing some areas that received over 8 feet of storm surge.
In Pasco County, firefighters have rescued at least 65 people from high water.
Helene's blamed for 3 deaths, 1 in Florida, 2 in Georgia. Vice President Kamala Harris heads to Arizona today. She'll visit the southern borders. Former President Trump and Republicans have criticized Harris for the Biden administration's border policy. Trump will meet today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and New York City Mayor Eric Adams is set to be arraigned in federal court after he was charged with accepting illegal campaign contributions. He says he's innocent. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies, propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers, and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets mostly lower, October down 14 to 23.31, November down 8 to 22.75, December down 5 to 21.47, January up 13 to 20.69. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 2 and 3 quarters to 2.40, 40-pound blocks down 3 to 2.14 and a half, no sales on the day. Cash butter down 7 to 2.79, 9 sales on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 137, 3 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1/4 to 59 3/4, 5 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher. While no cash cattle have developed, bids were being offered in Texas firm at 184 and in Kansas at 183. And so that was enough to have the trade move live and feeder cattle markets higher. Meanwhile, hog markets moved mostly lower. A lot of this, nothing more than positioning ahead of the hogs and pigs report. The markets did recover from their session lows as that sell-off was a bit overdone at the midday, and they did recover by the close. October live cattle up $1.05 to $184.10. September feeder cattle up 2 cents to $2.45.40. October hogs down 45 cents to $82.02. Corn markets mostly lower. Weekly export sales were a touch softer at 535,000 metric tons, along with harvest pressure and farmers selling helping to pressure corn and also soybeans. Soybeans really led the complex lower again on that harvest pressure, farmer selling, and also lower product prices. Wheat markets, meanwhile, moved mostly lower as well as the winter wheat planting continues to move forward. December corn down 2 to 413 and a quarter. November beans down 12 and a quarter to 1041. December wheat down 5 to 584 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, December down 2 to 615. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and new crop corn 343, cash and new crop beans 956. Big River Resources, Boyceville cash corn 358 and a quarter, October 358 and a quarter, November 363 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and October corn 372. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and new crop corn 358, cash and new crop bean, or cash beans 971, new crop 974. Allied Cooperative of Blair, cash and new crop corn, 363, cash and new crop beans, 961. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn, 370, October, 369, November, 369, cash beans, 981, October, 976, November, 976. Meyer Brothers Grain at Elk Mound, cash corn, 353, new crop, 361, cash and new crop beans, 378. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle, 174 to 189, Holstein fed cattle, 161 to 176, market cows, 101 to 131, bulls, 132 to 168, calves, 250 to 870, beef steers, 220 to 420, Holstein steers, 160 to 335. Sheep markets, market lambs, 205 and down, light lambs, 220 and down, ewes, 110 and down, rams, 70 and down, goat markets, does, 130 and down, bucks, 135 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers, 179 to 188, finished beef heifers, 179 to 187, finished dairy steers, 170 to 176.25, market cows, 100 to 124, market bulls, 139 to 169. Meanwhile, market hogs at Zumbrota, 55 to 65, light sows at 62 to 68, heavy sows, 67.50 to 72, boars, 24 to 29. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Summertime in September will continue all weekend long. Today, mostly sunny, our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low of 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 82. Sunday, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 81. Make your barbecue extra yummy with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Her telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, "It's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home. I know I've been away too long. I never got a chance to write a call. And I know this rodeo's been hard on us all, but I'll be home soon. And honey, is there something wrong?" She said, "Don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Left that phone dangling off the hook, then slowly turned around and gave it one last look. Then he just walked away. He aimed his truck toward that Wyoming line. With a little luck, he could still get there in time. And in that Cheyenne wind, he could still hear her say, she said, don't bother coming home. By the time you get here, I'll be long gone. There's somebody new, and he sure ain't no rodeo man. He said, I'm sorry it's come down to this. There's so much about you that I'm gonna miss. But it's alright, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Gotta go now, baby, if I hurry I can still make Cheyenne. Never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. And she always expected the worst in the back of her mind.
Up the money, I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. And all
just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Patti Loveless and You Can Feel Bad here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We do have some areas of fog this morning. Temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s. Another beautiful day today in our ag weather forecast. Boy, we have some great weather coming up. While it will be dry, it will be perfect weather for the harvest. And we'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, Newsmaker Segment 2 and Dairy Radio Now. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. U.S. ethanol is on pace for a record year of exports. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Jeff Cooper is the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association and says that the U.S. ethanol industry is projected to have a record year for ethanol exports.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are surprised to learn that we do export a lot of the ethanol we're producing here in the U.S. In fact, we're on pace for record ethanol exports this year. Probably somewhere on the order of 2 billion gallons will be exported. So you think about the fact that we produce, a little over 4 billion gallons of ethanol in the state of Iowa. About half of that, volume-wise, is going to be exported into the international marketplace. So we're seeing really strong demand globally. A lot of that is being driven by the same factors that drive demand here domestically. Lower cost, lower emissions, cleaner burning fuel. There's a lot of countries around the world that are really catching on to those benefits.
Cooper says that the countries importing U.S. ethanol do not have the production infrastructure of the United States, but want the environmental benefits of a lower carbon fuel.
That's right. When we look at where ethanol exports are going, you know, in many cases, they are going to countries that have not yet developed their own domestic industries yet or don't have the infrastructure to produce large volumes of biofuels. But then on the other hand, we've got markets like Canada, which is our number one export market right now, which is seeing growth in its own domestic marketplace. But they've recently enacted policies that really are driving demand for low carbon, lower cost fuels. And that's why we're seeing so much potential and growth in Canada.
While the 45Z tax credit program is set to begin in 2025, Cooper says there's still a lot of questions about the implementation of the program.
There is a new program that's supposed to start on January 1st of 2025 that's called the Section 45Z tax credit. It would provide a tax credit to ethanol producers based on the carbon intensity or the carbon footprint of the ethanol they're producing. We're still waiting on the rules for that. The U.S. Treasury Department hasn't published the regulations that really tell us how that's going to work exactly. So we are anxiously awaiting more guidance and more clarity on what that program is going to look like.
He says that guidance is needed to inform growers of what farming practices they need to utilize to qualify for the credit.
You know, one of the significant ways to reduce carbon intensity of ethanol is to reduce the carbon intensity of corn production. And so part of this tax credit, we think, is really going to stimulate or could stimulate adoption of what USDA calls climate smart agriculture practices, lower carbon practices. And obviously some of the value of that tax credit would be shared with farmers who adopt those practices as a reward and as an incentive for the adoption of those practices.
That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Medicating? Of course you are. That's why you need to call everyone's friend, Big Lou, at Term Provider. Big Lou specializes in finding affordable term life coverage for people just like you. Big Lou is intimately familiar with pharmacology and can work to tip the scales in your favor. So if you're taking meds for blood pressure, mood swings, anxiety, type 2 diabetes, or other health glitches, call Big Lou. Even if you're on the porky side, affordable term life insurance may just be a phone call away. If you're a middle-aged man or woman with a few health glitches, a half million to $1 million or more of term life insurance is readily available. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's medicating for his issues too. For affordable term life insurance, even for you, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Summertime in September will continue all weekend long. Today, mostly sunny, our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low of 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, 82. Sunday, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 81. Make your barbecue extra yummy with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
The stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote, "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Toby Keith, how do you like me now? Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. We have temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region, but we do have some areas of fog as well. So please drive with extra caution this morning if you are out and about. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service says Mexico will import less corn as its domestic production increases for the 24-25 marketing year. A report from the FAS Mexico City office says Corn exports to Mexico will fall 2% to 23 million metric tons. Production's forecast to jump 6% to 25 million metric tons during the 24-25 marketing year. Now, the forecast is based on higher than average precipitation and a gradual recovery of Mexican reservoirs during the summer of 2024 following severe and exceptional drought conditions. Now, Mexico bought $5.39 billion worth of U.S. corn in 2023, making it by far the largest importer. China second at $2.07 billion. China third at $1.63 billion. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires, premium tractor tires embedded with cutting-edge technology. Last week, the government of Colombia imposed an additional tariff on U.S. milk powder imports, sparking outrage from American dairy groups who argue that Colombia is unfairly targeting U.S. agriculture. I'll have the details when we come back.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at FirestoneAg.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
Last Tuesday, both the U.S. Dairy Export Council and the National Milk Producers Federation called on U.S. lawmakers to take swift action against Colombia's decision to add an additional 5% tariff on U.S. milk powder. They argue that Colombia's tariffs are politically motivated and unjust. Greg Dowd, CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, said, quote, "Instead of working with the U.S. government and dairy industry to resolve this issue in a mutually beneficial way, Colombia has chosen to move forward with this meritless investigation." Colombia's trade ministry claims these tariffs are necessary to counter what it sees as unfair U.S. trade practices, particularly U.S. federal ag subsidies. But the dairy industry points out that when the U.S. and Colombia signed a free trade agreement in 2012, these same subsidies were not an issue. Krista Harden, CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, emphasized that the U.S. government must act to prevent further harm to both American exporters and Colombian companies that rely on U.S. dairy products. Harden warned that these politically motivated tariffs could backfire, harming Colombian workers and consumers who depend on affordable U.S. dairy imports. Currently, tariffs on U.S. dairy products to Colombia stand at around 4%. They were set to decrease next year and be phased out entirely by 2026 under that free trade agreement. But with the additional 4.86% tariff in place for the next 4 months, the Colombian Trade Ministry's final ruling could extend these new tariffs for up to 5 years. The dairy industry is concerned about the long-term impact, especially with the next hearing set for early October. Beyond dairy, the Colombian government has also imposed restrictions on U.S. ethanol, beef, and poultry. This broader pattern of trade barriers has many ag sectors on alert here in the United States. According to an analysis by CoBank, dairy margins in the U.S. have steadily improved in 2024, and the outlook for 2025 remains positive for now, but I'll have more when we come back.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
New trade disruptions with Colombia, one of the U.S. dairy industry's key markets, could put a dent in the promising dairy market outlook for 2025. Last year, the U.S. exported more than $200 million worth of dairy products to Colombia, and the country remains a significant destination for U.S. milk powder, though the impact of this tariff remains to be seen. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Katie's sitting on her old front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna slip something on the head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love. Come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Sure, I think about you now and then, but it's been a long, long time. Well, I've got a good life now, well, I moved on. So when you cross my mind, I try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then. We have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. We could sit and talk about this all night long and wonder why we didn't last. Yes, they might be the best days we will ever know, but we'll have to leave them in the past. Try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. The same old look in your eyes. It's a beautiful night. I'm so tempted to stay, but too much time has gone by. We should just say goodbye and turn and walk away. To think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know. No, we'll never know what might have been.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has announced the results of its 2024 Dairy Producer Survey. The survey found that 99% of respondent dairy farms identified as being family-owned, and 81% expect to still be dairy farming in 5 years. Other top-line findings indicate that respondents prioritize conservation practices and also provide jobs that boost the state's economy. The survey results are published on the Department of Ag's Dairy Development webpage, along with results of previous editions. The survey was sent to more than 5,400 bovine milk producer license holders across Wisconsin. In total, 1,611 responses were received, equivalent to a 30% response rate. The survey asked 34 questions on topics including marketing, conservation practices, business structure, labor, and succession planning. Wisconsin potato production in 2023 totaled 28.4 million hundredweight, up 8% from 2022. That, according to USDA's Potatoes 2023 summary, the state's potato growers planted 68,000 acres, up 2,000 acres from 2022. Harvested acres in 2023 were reported at 67,500, up 2,000 acres from the previous year. Average yield per acre at 420 hundredweight was up 5% from the previous year. Price per hundredweight at $15.50 was 10 cents below 2022. Total value of the production of the state's potato crop was $439 million in 2023, up 8% from 2022. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has confirmed an unvaccinated 2-year-old gelding in Marathon County has tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis. It's the state's first confirmed case of EEE in a horse this year. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has not had a reported case of EEE in Wisconsin since 2021, but cases have been reported in other states this year. EEE and West Nile virus are viruses that cause inflammation of the brain. Symptoms of EEE in horses include impaired vision, head pressing, circling, inability to swallow, lack of coordination, seizures, and death. Affected horses are often found down and unable to rise. EEE is fatal in up to 90% of horses showing sign of illnesses. Equine owners should contact their veterinarian if they observe any of those signs. The U.S. recently signed an agreement with Chile to continue uninterrupted trade after a dispute arose over naming rights for products like cheese. Ambassador Doug McCaleb, chief agricultural negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative, says this agreement is good news for U.S. and Wisconsin farmers.
This was an effort, took some time, but we recently signed an agreement with the nation of Chile that ensures that dairy products, cheeses, also meats, quite frankly, will continue to go to the Chilean marketplace. And this is an important agreement because there is an effort underway from the European Union to essentially corner the names of certain cheeses like Parmesan, mozzarella, etc. And that would have potentially blocked our producers from that market. So this agreement, the Chilean government has ratified it, and it is enforceable under our free trade agreement with Chile, and it ensures that in perpetuity we will be able to sell cheeses from Wisconsin and other U.S. states down there.
The European Union is trying to get access to product names like Parmesan for cheese and prevent other countries like the U.S. from being able to sell that product in various world markets. The addendum to the free trade agreement with Chile is one that the U.S. is going to pursue with other countries. Agriculture groups are asking the White House to step in and help avert a potential strike that could occur at East Coast and Gulf Coast ports beginning October 1st. Groups like the American Farm Bureau, Renewable Fuels Association, and American Chemistry Council said the time has come for the government to intervene and ensure port operations don't stop. They're asking for help in preventing damage to U.S. agriculture and the overall economy. Negotiations between the International Longshoremen's Association Union and the United States Maritime Alliance Employer Group appeared to be deadlocked on pay as the current contract expires on September 30th. The Biden administration says it doesn't intend to invoke the Taft-Hartley Act to prevent a strike. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Summertime in September will continue all weekend long. Today, mostly sunny. Our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear. Low of 54. Tomorrow, sunshine 82. Sunday, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 81. Make your barbecue extra yummy with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Ooh. a screen was slamming, rubber squealing, gears a jamming. Local country station just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning. Girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. O'clock the show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat and then they're heading to the honky tonk. But loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait real late and dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Midnight starts a hard romance and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they want to be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going. 5 o'clock, at Rooster's Crow. He's on his way, the stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, mom, your daughter's gone.